Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. An officer-involved shooting in southwest Wichita this morning. We have the story.
Recent rains filling Cheney Lake. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting in southwest Wichita this morning. It occurred around 4:30 near MacArthur and West Street. According to police, a woman called 911 crying for help. Dispatchers were able to ping the woman's phone to find her location. And when police arrived, they found a car with heavy damage and a woman being assaulted. A man fled from the scene. An officer fired shots at the man. Later, he showed up a short time later and was hospitalized in critical condition.
The water level at Cheney Reservoir is less than a foot below normal. As of yesterday morning, the lake just inches below the top of the conservation pool. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, this is the deepest Cheney Lake has been since August of 2022, when the conservation pool was 94% full. The city of Wichita said earlier this month, despite the recent rain, there are no plans to amend water restrictions for customers using city water. The city uses a 12-month average to determine drought stages.
Iran sent a round of about 30 missiles at Israel Thursday. Fox's Greg Palkett reports from Tel Aviv.
Most of them were knocked down, but 6 or 7 got through. Tel Aviv's stock exchange was turned into rubble. In the town of Holon, residential blocks became a shooting gallery. Hardest hit, the Soroka Medical Center, that is, in fact, in Beersheba. All of its wards had remarkably been cleared. Iran claimed it was aiming at an Israeli military installation. Prime Minister Netanyahu toured the scene. Officials blamed Iranian cluster bombs for contributing to the 240 injured overall.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Iran tyrants and vowed they would pay the full price. Israel reportedly struck a heavy water reactor under construction Thursday.
A man was injured when he fell into a well in Butler County yesterday morning at Wichita and Durley Streets in Benton. The man called 911 from inside the well after he fell about 12 feet. He'd been working to fill in an old well, but recent rains caused the ground around the well to give way. The man was extricated and hospitalized in Wichita.
An appeals court has ruled President Trump can keep control of National Guard troops he deployed to Los Angeles to help calm ICE protests.
California Governor Gavin Newsom had sued to block the president from controlling the National Guard. A U.S. District Court judge ruled that the president overstepped his legal authority by sending guard troops to L.A., but a 3-judge appeals court panel overturned that ruling late Thursday, saying it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing control of the guard. 2 of the 3 judges on that panel were Trump appointees. The ruling means control of the California National Guard will stay in federal hands as the lawsuit makes its way through the courts. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Crestview Country Club, the Wichita Open Round 2 is underway. We'll talk about the Open coming up in sports.
Hurricane Eric comes ashore in southern Mexico. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Authorities in southern Mexico were still assessing damage and watching rising waters as rain from the remnants of Hurricane Eric doused the region. Torrential rains over steep coastal mountains and the landslides and flooding they could generate became ongoing concerns for officials after Eric dissipated following a landfall early Thursday on a sparsely populated stretch of coast. At least one death was confirmed late Thursday, a one-year-old boy who drowned in a swollen river. Eric came ashore down in the southern Mexico Pacific coast on the morning as a Category 3 major hurricane.
The New York Police Department investigating what it calls violent and specific threats against a Muslim New York mayoral hopeful.
Among the threats, one that his car will be bombed, although the candidate, Zohran Mamdani, doesn't own one. Cops are treating the threats as a hate crime. If elected, Mamdani would be New York's first Muslim mayor. Critics have accused him of anti-Semitism over his refusal to say that Israel has the right to exist as a Jewish state, but rather as a state with equal rights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Banning plastic bags appears to be helping the environment. That's according to a new study.
The study, published in the journal Science, looked at data from thousands of shoreline cleanups across the U.S., finding areas that tried to cut down on plastic bag use either by banning plastic bags or charging for them saw the number of bags ending up on shorelines fall by at least 25% compared to areas that did nothing. The study also found bans or charging for bags work better at the state level rather than the local level and had a bigger impact in places that had a larger litter problem. But the researchers warn overall more plastic bags are being found across the U.S. There's just not as many in places that decided to take action. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A dad at Disney in shock over the price of a princess breakfast.
This vacationing dad posted on X, "Princess breakfast at Disneyland with my kids. Almost spit out my coffee. $937.65 for two kids and three adults with a $150 tip. John Rock and Roll Tolkien sticker shock at the Grand Californian has gotten millions of views. With appetizer choices from beignets to lobster rolls, his plate did have a big slab of meat, a shrimp, scrambled eggs, and a drink. Kids get waffles and mac and cheese with cake pops and cream puffs and interaction with Disney princesses. The dad says he was expecting the bill to be half, but adds service was attentive and enthusiastic. Princesses were all pro actresses and spent a lot of time with the kids. I enjoyed it. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, the traffic volumes are pretty high, but I'm not really seeing too many big slowdowns on the roadways out there. Definitely good news. Just the traffic volume is pretty heavy. See a lot of traffic on the traffic cameras at the moment. Just everything moving at speed, not really seeing any slowdowns. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the first day of summer on the warm and muggy side. Temperatures stepping out this morning in the 70s, but later this afternoon, a high of 94 degrees could feel like those low 100s. But likely to have some winds coming from the south, gusts up to 35 to 40 miles an hour. The heat and humidity will continue into the weekend, as well as those strong winds, but plenty of sunshine. Not going to be noticing much changing into the forecast heading into next week as the heat continues, but looking at storm chances arriving by the time we get into next Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a few clouds, a south wind at 14 miles per hour. 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamel Halaparik and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a great morning. It's Friday. We made it to Friday and a lot going on, so let's get right to it. We have Juneteenth. happening all week long. We've been celebrating, and it still goes on into the weekend. But live music over there at McAdams Park. There's food, there's vendor shopping, parades. So just go have a great time over there at McAdams Park and celebrate Juneteenth. And then we have the final week of AUSL softball. Best professional softball players in the world in Wichita, out at Wilkins Stadium. Visit Wichita at Wichita State. We are so happy to host these fabulous teams. And when you go out there, it's fun because you watch the softball and they are so talented and so good. But there are also a lot of promotions that are fun for the family. You can run the bases after the game, autograph sessions. So get out there to Wichita State and watch some great softball. And then we also have Waitress at Music Theater Wichita all weekend long. Several shows. You can choose your time. This is at Century 2. And you can expect soulful melodies and quirky humor. It's a great story of a young lady who is a pie baker whose life is a mix of flour, dreams, and tough choices. But it's supposed to be really good. And it is labeled PG-13. So just so you know, probably not good for the little kids. But go have a great weekend in Wichita, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, Jamel. And visit Wichita.com. 8:14, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And is it safe to go in the water? Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us this morning. What happened 50 years ago, Tanya?
The release of the movie Jaws, which was became the giant hit of 1975 when it was released. It went on to be the highest grossing movie to date at that point until a couple of years later when I believe the little film Star Wars knocked it out of that position.
Yeah, when you saw the film, did you see the film, first of all?
Oh, yeah, I saw it in theaters when I was a kid.
Okay, so did you live on the coast? Did you go back in the water? How did you react to this?
I grew up in North Mississippi, so I was very safely landlocked and nowhere near an ocean. But you couldn't have told me that it wasn't a danger because it was very real to me as a child. I mean, I think everybody had a healthy dose of fear from of sharks at that point that summer, because it was well done. I mean, it was one of those movies that it basically put Steven Spielberg, you know, on the map as a director. He'd already done one feature film before that, but it was not to the level that, you know, Jaws was. And then, of course, the things that followed that. It is my belief, though, that movie is as big as it is because of John Williams' score.
The E
and the F. All you have to do is play two notes, and you know exactly what movie they're talking about. You know exactly what theme. It is brilliant, and it basically plays the role of the shark.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming before you can even hear it because of that music.
Well, we're playing it right now, so.
Yeah, yeah. and by the way, for anybody that may not have realized it or didn't remember it, this movie was based on a best-selling novel by Peter Benchley. It's called Jaws as well, and was on the bestseller list for like 44 weeks. It came out the year before the film, and when it came out, every publisher wanted to publish it. There was a bidding war. There and in Hollywood to who was going to get the rights to this book. It was huge. And I can tell you, apparently people are starting to read it again because I tried to check it out on the Libby app for the ebook, and I'm on a waiting list because everybody wants to read it again.
Well, I'm still not going back in the water anymore. I don't care what you say. Thank you, Tanya. Happy summer to you later today. Summertime's coming.
Thank you.
All right. Tanya, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, 8:16, Steve and Ted. Make it 8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for another look at the sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we got golf going on. It is the 34th annual Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open. It's taking place all weekend long at Crestview Country Club. First round play yesterday for the annual stop here on the Corn Ferry Tour. 156 golfers on the course. It was a big day for a guy from Belgium, 25-year-old Adrien Dumont Deschassard. 12 birdies yesterday, only one bogey. He finished with an 11 under par 59 for a four-stroke lead after the first round.
I was off to a great start. Hit lots of really good shots. And I hit the driver very well today. I mean, when you hit it on those fairways, especially on those two par fives that are not necessarily long, but you need to a really good tee shot to give yourself a shorter approach shot.
Great first round. Of course, he played in the morning when the conditions were really nice yesterday. A little bit different for him today. He'll be out in the afternoon bunch. He'll tee off a little after 1 o'clock, and he'll be playing in the wind and the heat in the afternoon. We'll see how today goes for him. As we got 156 golfers on the course today. The first group teed off about an hour and a half ago, and the last groups will tee off shortly before 2:30 this afternoon. So a lot of golf to see who will make the weekend cut at the Wichita Open Golf Tournament at Crestview Country Club. Pro softball continues here in town. The inaugural season of the AUSL, the great professional softball players in America. Wilkins Stadium will be home the next 4 days for more professional softball after back-to-back doubleheaders the last 2 days. Just single games from here on out between the first-place Bandits and the Blaze. Tonight at 6 o'clock, nationally televised on ESPNU. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, nationally televised on the MLB Network. And Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And this is all taking place at Wilkins Stadium on the Wichita State campus for some more great professional softball. And the public address announcer is outstanding. By the way, one of the stars for the Bandits is former Wichita State All-American Sydney McKinney. So get out and see her play professional softball all weekend long at Wilkins Stadium. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals at the Texas Rangers yesterday afternoon, going for a 3-game sweep. Great pitching for the Royals, held the Rangers to 1 run, a 3-hitter. Meanwhile, for the Royals, it was a big day for their 22-year-old rookie, Jack Caglione. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on KFH.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone! Watch it fly! Jack Caglione, his first big league home run! A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder. 3-0 Royals in the top of the second inning.
That's pretty cool. And then later in the game, he hit another one. It was much longer, like 439 feet. So a two-homer game for his first two big league home runs for Jack Caglione. The Royals over the Rangers 4-1 for the 3-game sweep. How about that? Now the Royals head out to the West Coast for a matchup in San Diego, 3 with the Padres. 8:30 tonight, 6:15 tomorrow night, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. All those Royals-Padres games are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This weekend, in fact tomorrow, marks the 100th anniversary of one of the most interesting athletic events ever to take place in Wichita. The game in which the Wichita Monrovians took on the Ku Klux Klan in a baseball game. Of course, the Monrovians were an all-black baseball team in the 1920s, and they challenged the Klan. Well, the Klan actually issued the challenge to the game to play baseball. Of course, back then, here in the Midwest and the Great Plains, had some of the largest Klan chapters in the nation. And trying to improve their image, the local Wichita Klan, with more than 5,000 members, proposed a baseball game against the Monrovians. So they played on Sunday, June 21st, 1925. Who would be the umpires in this begrudge matchup? Well, it was a couple of white Irish Catholics, World War I veterans. Of course, the Klan hated the Catholics, too. So there was all sorts of subtext, issues going on between these two when they met. It was a scorching Sunday afternoon with searing winds and 102 degrees. It's a hot day. Leading up to the game in the Wichita Beacon newspaper, noting the big differences between the two organizations, there were some bizarre ground rules in the Beacon, quote, "Strangleholds, razors, horsewhips, and other violent implements of argument will be barred at the baseball game at Island Park this afternoon when Baseball Club of Wichita Klan number 6 goes up against the Wichita Monrovians, Wichita's crack-colored team."
Wow.
That's what it said in the Beacon.
No razors, huh?
No razors allowed.
They hate that.
Apparently, there were no incidents at the game.
Apparently, they just...
And the Monrovians won that game. They beat the Klan 10-8.
And
there was a big crowd there to see that game. Maybe one of the more interesting sports events ever to take place in the city of Wichita.
Anywhere, Ted.
The Wichita Monrovians all-black baseball team beat the Ku Klux Klan 10-8 in a baseball game downtown at Island Park on Ackerman Island in the Arkansas River.
If there's an account of that, somebody wrote it up, make a pretty interesting movie script.
Well, they've written books about it. But yeah.
Yeah.
The video medium would be great. There you go. This weekend is the 100th anniversary of that game. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the Monrovians defeating the Klan in baseball action in Wichita. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minutes. Sean looks at what's happening in Iran. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on a Friday morning. The state fire marshal reminds Kansans that the 2025 consumer fireworks season officially begins today, and it will end Sunday, July 7th. This is a change from the 9-day fireworks sales season that Kansans are used to, as the 2025 legislature expanded the time allotted for seasonal fireworks sales to 18 days each year. Cities and counties have the authority to prohibit and further restrict the use, sale, and storage of fireworks within their boundaries. Brooks Landfill will be open this weekend to accept tree debris for free. City of Wichita says the landfill will accept tree debris between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday. Loads must be free from any waste except storm-related tree debris. If any other type of waste is included, users will be charged the standard rate. The landfill will close promptly at 2 p.m. tomorrow. The Florida state government and several nonprofits are on a mission to rescue Americans from Israel as Iranian missile strikes shut down Israeli airspace.
Dozens of airports have stopped all flights or severely reduced operations. But there are Americans trying to escape the conflict. A Boca Raton mother waited for her son at Tampa International Airport first thing Thursday morning. He and other passengers are from a program called Birthright Israel, which provides educational trips to the Holy Land for young Americans of Jewish descent or creed. A cruise ship first brought them out of Israel to the island of Cyprus. From there, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Division of Emergency Management coordinated several flights to Tampa, bringing some 1,500 Jewish Americans home through the Bay Area. Grable Rescue is also working with the governor to get Americans out of Israel. The Tampa nonprofit says they have a list approaching 5,000 evacuation requests.
Fox's Ariel Placencia reporting there. A weatherproof dome falls from the sky during a storm in Indiana.
The dome, designed to protect antennas from the weather, sat on top of a tower. But it wasn't able to protect itself from the weather when high winds sent the radome, which was being used by an Indianapolis aerospace and defense company, airborne, slamming into a residential street about a mile away. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Dodgers claim ice made an appearance at Dodger Stadium Thursday.
The Dodgers posted on X, quote, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lot. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, but ICE responded by saying, false. We were never there." And DHS stated this had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CBP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement. The LA Times reports federal agents gathered near the stadium to conduct a briefing, according to a LAPD source.
Fox's Christina Coleman reporting from Los Angeles. Thousands have taken to the streets to protest President Donald Trump's policies in the No Kings demonstrations. Protests in Wichita have been peaceful. Retired Sedgwick County Sheriff Mike Hill tells KNSS News he worked several violent protests, even riots, over the years. We asked him how an officer can stay cool when the rocks and bottles fly.
You're trained not to let it get under your skin. You take it as is, and you got a job to do, and you do it.
Mike Hill is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Recent rain brings Cheney Reservoir water level to within inches of normal
two.
Officer involved shooting in southwest Wichita. A man is in critical condition.
One.
Appeals court gives President Trump go-ahead on using National Guard troops in L.A. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have the report of a vehicle fire. You'll want to avoid this. Pretty close to 13th and Oliver. So watch out in that area. 13th and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high around 96 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 76. Then for Saturday, sunny and hot again. Tomorrow's high 95. And one more day, Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. Now a sunny sky. Southwest wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 78 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And trading is underway on Wall Street after a day off yesterday for the holiday. The Dow is trading up 157 points, and the S&P is up over 19 points. The NASDAQ trading up over 90 points this morning. A commercial bank acquisition, the Wichita Business Journal update now, with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It had been 12 years since Commerce Bank had been in the mergers and acquisitions lane, but this week it got back in the game. The Kansas City-based bank, which is also the fifth largest bank in the Wichita area, will acquire Finemark Holdings for $585 million. It's an all-stock transaction, and it's the latest acquisition and largest acquisition in Commerce Bank's history. Commerce Bank will add 13 branches that were formerly Finemark Bank and Trust locations. 10 are in Florida, 2 in Arizona, and another in South Carolina. Two Wichita business owners have announced they're running for the 2026 Republican nomination for Kansas governor. Cornerstone Data founder Joy Akins announced her candidacy on Wednesday. She's a former Chamber of Commerce board chair and a former Wichita school board member. Stacey Rogers is the other GOP entrant who's a business owner. She owns Kids Closet Connection, a children's resale store. And the print edition of the Wichita Business Journal is out today, and our cover story is about the fastest growing companies of the past year. We ranked the companies that reported the greatest amount of growth in revenue from 2023 to 2024, and we talked to some of them about what continued growth is about during an uncertain business climate. It's an interesting and varied list of growing Wichita businesses. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere on the longest day of the year, also known as the summer solstice. This date officially celebrates a time of year when the sun is warm and the outdoors the place to be. Summer officially begins at 9:42 p.m. Central Time this evening. Summer is here. Lionel Richie's having a birthday. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I've got most of his albums.
He's 76 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
All Night Long. Hello. Yeah, he was big, big, big. And he's still around. He's 76 years old today. So you really kind of came to fruition there in the disco period, huh?
I loved his work with the Commodores, and
yeah.
Of course was excited when he broke off from them. But yeah,
okay.
Who can ever forget his 1984 Olympic appearance in the opening ceremony?
Yes, oh, that's unforgettable, no doubt about it. Okay, at least.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having a birthday today and on the first day of summer. How about that? And let's see what else we got going on today. That's about it. That's all the excitement I can drum up for today. But I hope you have a good weekend. You're going to stay. How are you going to stay cool this weekend? Are you going to have a big barbecue? Are you going to be outside in the pool? What are you going to do?
I've got some limb work to finish on cleanup of the backyard mess that toppled a little bit of our fence. So we've got to finish that up. But plan to be inside otherwise.
I forgot about the fence. Yeah, you had a little fence damage out there, huh?
Just a little bit. Enough to get the chainsaw out.
You know what you're doing?
Well, I'm still here, so the chainsaw went okay.
Well, be careful. Well, don't be like me. I never ask for help. I always mess it up all by myself. So
yeah, you rely on the kindness of strangers.
That's the only way to go. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll see you back here on Monday. Kirk, we've got the Glenn Beck Show coming up here in just a few minutes on KNSS. 9 o'clock news, top of the hour. Cheney Reservoir water level nearly normal again. Missed any of today's show? Just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.